Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Oh, shit, yeah, do we ever. We also invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's true. Happy Thanksgiving, lover.
Oh,
it's a
happy
week
belated,
late.
Yeah, belated turkey.
I just wanted to say publicly that I'm thankful for you.
Wow. In all the public eye, I'm also thankful for you.
Well,
but Haas, edit that out. I want that to be a private moment.
Gotcha.
You don't have a private moment when you have a sex and relationship podcast.
No.
Real Life Lover. You know who else is an amazing podcaster?
Yes.
This hilarious gentleman. He's a writer, TV man, creator, and comedian by way of Pennsylvania. Is that true?
Totally. Cool.
That is true. Fellow Pennsylvania boy. You've also heard his fantastic podcast, Snap Impression and Beginnings, and you've seen his raucous live shows of the same name. We are greasing our seats to welcome Mr. Andy Beckerman.
Woo-woo!
Hey.
Hello.
Sorry, just doing some tubing throat singing there.
Oh.
Quick question. I've been thinking about this lately. Like, do you guys, when you're talking about just a private moment there, like, you have, and I've done this too with my almost wife, Naomi, we're like,
Almost wife.
I hate the word fiance.
Yeah, almost wife's much better.
I just say wife a lot of times, and that confuses people, so
right.
I've tried to just put almost wife on there. But do you guys, like, I've thought about this, like, you put your lives kind of in a, like, a snow globe in some
mm-hmm.
way, and
yeah.
so there's a lot of it on display
yeah.
for people. Like, where's the line between your private and public selves, and what happens when you become this panoptic person where everything you do is in the public eye?
Yep.
I don't mean that this is going to sound obnoxious, but I weirdly don't think that we really struggle with that. I feel like for some reason, because we're already kind of both hams and like met through comedy. I mean, correct me if you don't. But it doesn't feel like we have some like big curtain that is never pulled or that we feel like we're oversharing. It just kind of feels like easy to talk about.
Yeah. I also think because it's I think if you're doing characters, I think when you're doing a show where you're just shooting the shit out of yourself for stretches, it's I think it just becomes, but there is a privacy. I mean, everything is just so public. I feel like everyone just feels like they know everyone anymore, even if it's you just follow them on Twitter or.
I think we'll share like anecdotes, but it's mostly like our honest opinions about things. It's not just like every detail.
I think I overshare, I would say.
Well, you didn't say that you jerked off to your aunt's bra.
Yes, that is true. I did share that. I jerked off with her bra, but it's not something I'm
ashamed
of.
With a bra?
Of.
Did you use it to rub
No. Looked at it. I went into her bathroom. I didn't even go in with the intention of masturbating to her bra, but I went in. You know, when you first start jerking off, you're like, I'll do it wherever, whenever.
But what was the erotic spark?
Wherever.
I think the erotic spark was actually just that it was lingerie. And it was, I mean, it was, you know, Sears, JCPenney lingerie. It was nothing. Wasn't Victoria's Secret. It was a pretty serviceable bra.
Was it what it symbolized? Did you imagine it actually like cupping a bosom?
Kind of, yeah. I felt it. I grabbed it. I kind of like threw it on the floor next to me.
It
was like totemic, or it was like this kind of like,
yep.
It was the equal sign between your erotic imagination and the real life
yep.
boob.
Yep. And I filled that gap with a lot of, like, I don't know, 12-year-old spunk.
Jizz.
A lot.
Jizz.
That fresh jizz.
A lot.
I used to jizz a lot when I was young.
Oh, well, you were taking that. Whatever that thing is, that medicine that gets advertised online.
Oh, yeah, the Extends, or what the hell is it called? No, it's...
Jizulot.
Jizulot, yes.
Is that
endorsed
what?
By Peter North, the legendary adult film star.
Andy, do you find that hard being a performer and with your almost wife? Like when to, what to share, or privacy, or what
yeah,
is the public,
the unspoken
persona?
Like line of, yeah, and like kind of heightened versions
we
of
we can
yourself,
go back or? To the jizz.
It's
I was just
like,
curious about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, the amount I jizz is awesome. Like, that's totally off the table. Like, volume.
You jizz, like, off the,
jizz volume.
Past the table. You're squirting.
I will not comment on volume and or...
interesting.
Spurt length? What would you call
it? I call it a little spurt length,
yeah. spurt length.
Yeah. No comment. What it goes.
That makes me think you come a mile.
Inverted. Like you come in your own body.
Inwards.
Oh,
ooh.
When you said, we're getting closer to the truth. It's more like it's. it's more.
Can we guess?
It's more like it's curved. It's
It comes out and it takes a lap around before
around.
It lands.
It's like orbital.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. The rings of Saturn.
famously.
Yes.
The Rings of the Saturn, Seminole, also known as Seminole. As God's Come.
Yes. Well, on the God's ninth come? Day, God came around Saturn.
Wow, we have derailed.
Okay, so, but the, it's more about, like, family stuff, like, not talking about her mom. Her mom's fine, but just, like, you know, it's a fraught relationship sometimes. And so there are certain things that we won't.
Yeah, and I think that's, like, similar. You
I think that's how, yeah.
You need to go into, like, the sordid details of everyone's, like, extended family.
Right. But, I mean, I just dragged my aunt through the mud for the maybe fifth time in 150 episodes.
That's not the mud. No, she has a bra. Come on. No, you're the pervert there.
But I mean
there.
That I sexually. I'm just saying usually right. I'll share whatever about myself, but I don't need to drag anyone else into it. But then right. again, she didn't do anything.
I also think what helps us, too, is like, I think a lot of like oversharing in relationships is when people have like complaints. And again, not to sound obnoxious, but I don't have like a ton of complaints. So it's not like I'm trying to do stand up and I'm like, oh, I wish I could do that piece about how I like hate my husband watching TV. But I don't have that. I'm not keeping it secret that Murph's like a horrible roommate or something.
Yeah, that's
you're not a CBS sitcom.
No. I'm like, take my husband. Come on, take him.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing, too, which is, like, I mean, Naomi and I, like, any couple, like, we work on our relationship, but there's nothing, like, there are no, like, deep fissures. Right. But, like, even, like, the minor things, like, neither of us really give a fuck about. Like,
right.
Like, whatever her foibles are, like, she's a little messier than I am.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, I'm...
And Murph's a little messier than I am.
Agreed.
It's fine.
Yep. Like, if she leaves her purse somewhere, I just move it. Like, it's not a big deal. Yeah. So it's not a thing to, like, worry about. Right. Like, or it's not a thing to complain about. Like, she's obviously, like, a lot of her act is kind of, like, heightening stuff that I've done into a joke. But it's not, like, a thing that she, like, outside of that, it's not a thing that she cares about.
Yeah.
Well, it's also, and it's also just from seeing her act a bunch, it is always in a positive, like, there's comics who do the other that you were just talking about.
Right.
Of just thinking it's more, which is, you know, whatever flavor you want, go for it. But the shitting on someone and really being like,
right.
Ah, I love this person, but I want to fucking kill them. So like Peg and Al Bundy as a relationship, the humor there was that they just truly hated, or at least Al Bundy was disappointed he was married to her and was always fantasizing about fucking other women.
He was lucky to be married to her.
Big time. I mean,
the other thing I think helps too is if you're both performers, there's probably a little more understanding. Like if Murph was just an accountant, you know, and then I like had a joke about him, that would seem like kind of mean. Mm-hmm. But I feel like everybody understands. You're like, oh, you're using your life as fodder for your career.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything gets heightened and a little bit and played around with.
Yeah. If you can relate to it, it's probably easier.
If you're crunching those numbers all day as an accountant, you're
out. Can you imagine if you were an accountant? Then I would complain about you, I think.
Yeah. Well, that would be, I can't imagine.
I can't imagine either.
I'm piss poor with numbers, so I don't know who would hire me.
I think you're good with numbers.
Oh, thank you. Some numbers, not all of them.
That's another private moment we need to have edited.
Edit that out, Haas. Lose the numbers.
Got it.
Or actually, we haven't been recording this whole time, right?
Are we recording?
Yeah.
That we should edit out.
If we are recording, I think we should slip on over to Wine and Dine.
Oh, God, yes.
Which we've already wined and dined.
We have. We try to be a classy podcast. We asked Andy for what his beverage of choice. We got some Diet Coke.
But he said, I'm fine with Diet Coke or water or whatever.
Yeah. Well, look, the real answer, I was actually ashamed because it would have been, if I could have anything, it would be Fentimans Rose Lemonade.
Ooh,
the Fentimans. We've
done that before. It's hard to find. But
it's hard to find, and I felt guilty.
Yeah.
Like, because I didn't want to put that on you.
That's nice.
So
we would have gotten it for you.
That's like Naomi and my signature drink, because neither of us really drink alcohol. Mm-hmm. So if it's like, if there's like a situation that we always bring New Year's
Eve,
a Fentimans, specifically Rose Lemonade. The rest of those fucking Fentimans sodas.
Hit the pike.
Yeah. Someone fucking shoot them in the head and bury them in a shallow grave.
Wow.
Out on the side of 95. Because those are the worst. But Fentimans Rose Lemonade.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's ambrosia.
That's your New Year's bev. As Seacrest is ringing in the new year, you're cracking the Fentimans open.
So this segment, we usually talk to someone about whether they're single, but I think we've already broached the subject that you have an almost wife.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Have not been single for, what year is it? 2016?
Yeah.
Almost 7 years.
Wow.
Nice. I feel good about that.
I feel good about it, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, jeez.
What other questions would you
have asked if you were single?
Like, I mean, I've heard the show before, so yeah. But I'm trying to think of, like, if we've covered that.
Well, what's funny is we've actually, for the most part, that is always a question. Like, I think we both always wonder, why do we continue to ask that in every episode?
It's not important, but sometimes it's interesting, I think, for the listeners to know if they don't know much about the guests, like where their perspective is.
Right.
Sometimes people be like, dating in New York or dating in LA or being married.
Right.
Or, you know.
But then in the early episodes, we would just talk about it for 40 minutes for some reason.
And no one cared.
And it was like, yeah, it's been said. Yeah, I'm single. And
I dated in New York for like 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
There was a point where like I finally had enough money that I could go on dates. And then that was like OK Cupid. It was awful.
Oh, I did OK Cupid. It was awful.
Yep. That was the only dating type thing
I
ever used.
You guys are all missing out. It's so fun with
Oz.
Bumble and Tinder now.
This is Bumble.
Is it fun?
A friend gave me her Tinder the other night and said I could just do whatever. And I got a match, and then I wrote the guy, and I'm like, you look like someone who might kill me, but I'll take that chance. And then they had a great conversation.
Andy, thanks a lot.
Get her murdered.
That was the icebreaker that was needed to get it started. And now she's missing.
I was still on board, too.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, that was you.
I
fucker.
See what you're doing
You
there.
Motherfucker. We did that with a friend. Taking over the Tinder.
Yeah, we just kept asking this poor woman if she was a squirter.
Hey, yeah. Khaki King on a past episode got me a match on Tinder.
Oh
yes, that's right.
I chatted with the lady and I told her the circumstance and never talked to me again.
She didn't like that she had been the subject on a podcast.
She had been khaki fished.
She had been.
No, she was not into that.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes we turn into just morning radio DJs and we're just prank calling people.
We can't help ourselves.
Do you have a drop you could throw in there of a honking horn or
yes,
or a woman going, ooh.
I was
going
to do a boing.
There it is.
Let's slip on over to Sexy Science. It works.
That's our morning radio sound effect.
What are we doing here?
Shawawawaw. That was not what who would
I
ever
liked
use
that.
Sexy Science though. What the fuck do we do?
A werewolf. Sorry, that's to follow your thing.
Yeah, that was
a little late on that.
Wolfed out.
Ooh, actually, can we get that isolated? Andy, go.
Ooh, a werewolf.
Perfect.
Do your one again.
Ow, 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 ow.
And can I do my air horn?
Yeah.
Fwam, fwam. Can we just use those throughout the podcast? Thanks.
Absolutely.
That was like an air horn that was ready to go on its lunch break.
What? Thanks.
It was great, but it was just like, a further minute, it doesn't get out of here.
Oh, brother.
Oh, cripes.
What do we do here?
Well, we rip articles from the headlines.
From the headlines.
To discuss matters, topical matters of the hearts and parts.
Ain't
of the
that
world.
The truth?
What the hell do we have going on here? We ripped this from Vice.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah, this is a great
about
public.
Someone smoking meth while they have multiple anal partners. I don't know.
Spoiler.
That's about 40% of
multiple anal partners. What the? Am I like 90 years old?
Multiple anal partners.
That's
your biography. All right. What's the name of the fucking article?
It is multiple anal partners. No, it's.
it is. People
are having less sex after the election.
Get out! All right. Very relevant. Very relevant. So Vice tells us, this is a quote, many Americans lost a lot of things the wake of the election. Faith in the American dream, a sense of personal safety among a rise of election-related hate crimes, their trust in the Electoral College. But perhaps most tragically, many lost their ability to come.
Yes, making love has become an unappealing practice in Trump's America. Trump got elected by allegedly assaulting women, hurling insults, and being an idiot. Apparently that's not a turn on to people.
So I thought this was bullshit, this article, when I was reading it, because I'm like, how do they really
100%
know
bullshit,
this?
Yeah.
But this is a stat. In October, Kindara, which is a fertility app, surveyed 928 of its female users, and 19% of Democrats, 9% of Republicans reported the election and negatively impacted their sex lives.
Hmm.
And that was pre-Trump being elected, when there was still a hot piece of ass in the White House.
I buy that anecdotally, right? Just in terms of, like, I don't know about you guys, but, like,
it's depressing.
It was super depressing. I mean, the fact, like, Naomi and I both, like, the amount of time that we just lay around listlessly, depressed, increased exponentially post November 9th.
Yeah, I mean, I think that happens. I think that's like can be election years, depressing, seasonal shit. Like, I think that things just come and go. But I do think this kind of article is just preying on like a bunch of dumb tweets that came in and were like, I can't fuck anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe
the percentages are strange. What was it, 19% and 9% Republican?
And this is people using a fertility app, so that's already like a selective group of people.
Oh, that makes it sound like people don't want to have children in this brave new
world. Ooh.
Which is true. I was just talking to, I know of two parents who their children are like two or younger, who are devastated that they've brought these new humans into what could possibly turn into an authoritarian dictatorship.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I had thoughts like that. Like, not like we're going to have kids anytime soon, but like, what is that even on the table?
Mm-hmm.
But that's also like, fuck it.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Life will find a way.
Yeah.
Says Jeff Goldblum.
Do you think there was fucking in concentration camps?
Yeah, because Nazis were raping.
I meant consensual.
Consensually.
Thank you, Bert. I meant consensual between, yes, of course.
The rapes were off the charts.
Yeah. Yeah. What does that app say about the rapes during?
Yeah. Auschwitz.
It said 19% of Democrats, 9% of Republicans.
That seems about on par. Yeah.
No, but like.
Well, fuck the pain away. I mean, you know, this is where we're getting into Peaches.
Right.
Peaches of Peaches.
Was famously about Dachau and having a sex life there.
Yeah, she's very political. I would think it could go one of two ways, though. I get that people are depressed and don't want to bone, but I think it could also be the fuck the pain away thing, where people are like, what else is there? Let's get drunk and bone.
Was that like a old Jewish, what else is there?
What else?
Did that sound like that? Yeah. Maybe it was.
Well, we were at least in the ether of the concentration camps. I think you slipped right into that role.
I'm a vessel.
You are a vessel.
Whatever we're talking about, it's just like
just
inside
comes right
me.
Through you. Well, yeah, the fuck the pain away seems like I also
comparing Trump to the Holocaust.
Right. My understanding is from a bunch of bunk surveys and scientific pseudoscientific studies that the poor people fuck more than rich people. So I think
that seems like a very like upper crust, like the poor people are
they're all hooking.
they're gonna overrun us.
No, but it's a cheap thrill.
It's a free. It's
like
a free.
If you can't go out in your private jet, you might just.
Yep. Or have if sex. You're very, if you're, I mean, if you know, if you had a lot of wealth handed to you, but if you work a shit ton, but then poor people, work, it's like you work hard all day. You're at the fucking mill.
Yeah, you
you're in the coal mines in Pennsylvania.
Chop off your finger and you can't finger your wife.
Yeah,
you have.
You only finger. You got to pick
you
a finger.
You already chopped
with your wife.
Off the other nine. I'm not starting at the beginning of this.
So they just
person's
got two
life.
Nubbins.
The loan.
The nubbins.
You can nub your wife.
Yeah.
You should nub your wife if that's all you've got on
your head. You've heard that song? Nub your wife all night long?
Nub the pain away? Wait, this is a total tangent, but you know that.
Sucking on my nubby, sucking on at me. Nubbing me.
Nubbing me all the time. Boy. After work. What's the 127 hours, the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, Franco, yeah.
A friend of mine knows a girl who hooked up with a real dude that's based on,
so
who cut his arm off, and he used his stump in the sex act, which I think is great. Use what you have, but I found that very, it just reminded me of the nub.
Yeah.
He was basically like, kind
now,
of
did
trying
you ever
to
get the
insert.
Full story? It was.
I'm not sure it was like full insertion, but I think he was using it the way you may use a hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a fist.
Now, Diana, how would you feel? So you're hooking up with a guy who has a nubbin, right?
Okay.
Is that now? Because to me, that
I would feel great.
It feels fraught. It feels too fraught with like I'm gonna say the wrong thing.
Yeah,
like you mean you would like do things in the bedroom that you maybe didn't even want to make the guy feel okay because he was disabled. Pity nubbing,
like a pity rim job,
a pity nubbing,
a pity nubbing.
Yeah, I think it would be one of those things that, especially if it was a surprise, if it was somehow a reveal, I don't
what?
Know how. It's winter, there's mittens,
know?
There's big
God.
Chunky mittens, and they both come off, and then you notice, and you're
God.
Not, don't have time to prepare for it, and now you're passionate, and you're going for
it. Well, that does happen. Like, what if you bring a guy home from the bar, and he has a micropenis, or you're with a woman who has a third nipple? Like, there are things that you wouldn't know right away,
mm-hmm.
so the nubbin could just be an extension of that.
Right.
Nub rub.
Mashup of
Rooney,
the century.
Rooney had those nubs.
I don't. How would I feel? Did you want to finish that sentence? I just like.
No, it just seems like it would be fraught with anxiety. In the same way that, like, if I'm talking to, say, a little person, there's so much anxiety that I'm going to hurt their feelings.
Right.
Not on purpose. Like, I'm not. I don't think I'm a cruel person.
Right.
No,
but, like,
you're a nice guy.
No,
but,
I
like,
find you very kind.
There's like a self-destructive thing in the back of my head that I don't act on, but it's always there. And so it's like constantly like
I have that too.
Telling me to do certain things or like say this. And I have to like then I have to divide my energy into like pushing that imp back into its cage.
You're worried you'll say the wrong thing because you're so focused on not saying the wrong thing. Like that it's like right at the top of your mind.
Well, it's that thing when someone says don't say, you know, fuck in some scenario,
and then
all of a sudden
scream,
you just start
fuck.
Screaming fuck.
Yeah.
But like, or just like that you would like maybe eroticize the nub in a way that he would not find it.
You fetishize it.
Yeah, yes. Fetishize
like I'd be
it.
Like, who's a little nubby? Who's a little nub? And then just like jam it up my ass.
Yeah.
I don't
Shove
know.
Shove that nub in my butt.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard.
I'm into nubs. Well, and also then if he saw maybe I went through your Instagram profile feed or whatever the hell it's called and saw like a couple other men with nubs, and then he's like, "Oh, this is something that this woman is."
Oh, you just love me
for
my
you
nub.
You love me for my nub.
You don't care that I'm writing short stories.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really hard to say.
Yeah, because limb porn is, you know, as everything has at least some percentage of the population.
There's
that
a
can
niche
jerk off to it.
Market
yeah.
for everything.
Oh, yep. Yeah, don't you remember that Friday Night Lights episode where Street?
I didn't see that.
He was paralyzed, and so like there. He ends up dating this woman who's into dudes in wheelchairs.
Yep.
Oh.
So, like, for every possible niche, there's someone.
Someone can get off to it.
The fact we were saying this before we started recording, but the fact that there's Family Guy porn.
Yeah. Yeah. All that, all this animated. Yep. Your
Smurfs.
Yeah.
Andy was saying what he jerks off to, and we talked about that.
Well, he gave us a list.
It's not Family Guy porn. It's just Quagmire.
Oh.
It's just pictures of
Pardon
Quagmire.
Me.
Giggity, giggity.
Yeah, saying
that just
giggity.
Gets you going.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What are we doing?
But wait, really quick also to just keep going further off what we said off mic earlier about the Thundercats that I need to now see the episode where they are naked.
Yes.
They arrive.
When they arrive on Third Earth, they're not wearing clothes. I mean, it's not like... You could see like Chitara's nipples or anything.
They
went
no nips. They decided to go no nips.
Because I guess they're covered in fur. You don't get to see it in the
cartoon.
But
yeah.
Cats do. You can see nipples on their belly going.
I have seen
like,
some
you
nipples.
You have to rub through their sweet little belly hair.
That's true. Yeah. You have to really work for it.
Yeah. You got to suckle.
To find those.
You can't just take a peek.
Murph, am I wrong to recall vaguely that you made a comedic video years ago where there was a Thundercat living in your penis?
This is a real thing. It was a very early on in making some sketch videos for the internet years ago.
What was
ago.
The unusual thing?
The unusual thing was that I caught an STD. I mean, that's not unusual. I beat hepatitis C years ago, but Hep C free.
With help from drugs.
Of course.
You didn't just like man up and beat it down.
No, I stared it in the face and said, you will not attack my liver.
That's like a real man.
Amen.
That's how it's done. But yeah, I got an STD and it was called Thundercats. So we were treating Thundercats as if this was just an STD.
I see.
And then there's a reveal at the end where I take the towel off when I'm coming out of the shower to show my roommate, and it was Lino's head, which we probably should have done as a digital effect. But what we actually did was we had a Lino figurine, and I super glued it.
Oh, no.
I mean, the sketch was like, we wrote this kind of thing, want to shoot it today, let's just get it, let's do it. So we went quick and dirty, and I ended up just super gluing the legs, a leg and an arm coming out of my sack, and then his head at like the base of my penis.
They're still there.
Yes, they're, I mean... For our listeners, you can hear them if I jingle the right way.
Diana, you shook your head as if I believed it.
I know.
I was like, don't worry, Andy. They're not still there. Also, I have
it's
so
online.
Many,
I mean, it's there. So if you ever want to.
That's the first time I saw your dick.
Was that in that video?
I think so, because I think we had only made out. We were pretending to just be friends.
Right.
And then you were like, want to see a video I made?
Oh, I showed that to you.
Or it was like at one of those shows
early on.
Because I have seen that.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh.
I'm surprised it's still, I think it might be on YouTube.
Your penis is on YouTube?
Well, I mean, it's on, I don't know what sites. I think we put up on Funny or Die, but I don't think YouTube allows genitals, but maybe no one flagged it yet.
But it's okay if it's like an action figure.
If an action figure is attached, yes. Yeah, you could argue the shaft is Lino's body. Yeah. There's an artistic merit to it.
Interesting, interesting.
So were you guys always comfortable showing your bodies?
I don't do that. But I'm not specifically uncomfortable, but I don't have like videos.
Though.
Yeah, yes. I have in live performance, or like we just shot something where there's like implied nudity, but I don't have like a comedy video I made where I like glued an action figure to my labia.
I actually
floating around the internet.
I feel strawberry shortcake attached to.
Yeah. I'm like, oh no.
I think the thing I enjoy, I don't get any pleasure. It's not an exhibitionist thing, but what I love about it is how uncomfortable people still are. It's just, it's funny to me how people react to nudity.
To bodies.
We did for our
it's the only thing we all have.
Our show at UCB, we hosted it was Mod Night or Herald Night. And Haas did this quiz show where it was like strip something. And I went for the full nude, and there was a specifically, I remember locking eyes with a man,
an older gentleman,
who was
like
probably there, who's
dad.
Like, well, my daughter says she's taking these comedy classes. I guess she's doing this Mod Night thing. I'm going to go watch a show. And
he's in the front row.
The first thing said before any gasps and cheers and laughing or whatever was no. He just said no.
He
to
was
genitals.
So angry at seeing a naked
a man's
body.
Penis, yeah, that he just said no.
That was
well, he's
amazing.
Got issues.
He does.
I mean, that's beyond.
Yeah.
Like,
I could see being like, oh, it's fucking 8:30. I didn't know we were going to a. But later on the way home in the car, when you're driving back to I don't know, Connecticut, you know, you tell, mm-hmm. you know, people.
Staten Island. Right?
Staten Island. He's
me.
Definitely Staten Island.
Oh,
but yeah, he's to probably, just flatly say no, is like, it's funny to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's a cop that's like choked someone out before.
Definitely. Yeah. He might be that cop.
He may very well have issues, but I do think it is common in certain like groups of people to just not be publicly nude and to have that be shocking. As weird as that is for us living in New York, being comedians, like there, I think there are a lot of people are like, you're just never naked unless yeah. you're in the shower.
Yeah, no, that's the thing for me. Like, I don't enjoy being naked, period.
Right.
Like, obviously for the erotic arts.
Sure.
Or for bathing.
Is that what we're calling that Thundercats?
Yes. That sketch was erotic arts, for sure. That one will be in the National History Register or Library of, what is it?
Congress.
Culturally significant? Yeah.
Library of Congress.
Somewhere yeah. good.
Someplace.
Favorite YouTube videos.
Yeah. I think the other reason, too, is because I have a very forgettable penis. I think a lot of times people do male nudity when they got a big old dong, and you're
it.
Like, oh, hey, look.
I remember it.
You remembered it.
Another private moment.
Well, leave that one in. Huh?
Yeah, let's leave it in.
But yeah, I think it's fun when you're also not fluffed and prepared.
Can,
it's in front of an audience.
No one can pick your dick out of like a mug shot.
No, book. If my dick committed a crime, it would get away with it. Yeah, it would just be, kind of.
That's white privilege.
You're a white man.
That's
yeah.
true.
So.
I probably wouldn't even be brought into a lineup. Yeah, I mean.
What else I feel about nudity?
Real talk.
I think I was way more self-conscious when I was younger, which is ironic because I looked a lot better naked when I was younger. But there's something about being like old and just being like, well, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Like I've just like stopped caring. Like I'm no longer like, oh my gosh, what if I could like, I don't know, suck in? Like at this point, it's just like, fuck it.
Right.
It's funny to see just like.
It's funnier to
being
see
like
naked
a
people
chubby
who are
mid-30s person. I like know it's funny when I'm naked.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I have like love handles and weird feet. And like, I think that's just like funnier than being clothed.
Yeah.
Anything for a joke, am I right?
That's the truth. Super glue an action figure from your childhood onto your genitals if you must.
Yeah, no, I'm still vain, so I can't.
Right.
Like, it's once, like, once my age really starts beating me in the back of the skull,
yeah.
And I like, look in the mirror, I'm like, oh, yeah, no. Over the horizon is just open grave.
Yeah. I feel like
wow.
I waved. I feel like I
that
waved.
That was such a depressing sentiment.
But poetic.
Beautiful.
I think, I think I had that moment years and years ago. I feel like I peaked when I was probably 16 or 17
really?
Years old. Physically, I was
you guys
in decent shape.
Look so young to me.
I mean.
I'm 35 years old.
Yeah. On the inside, I'm rotting too, but I'm not.
We
so
have,
that's the thing.
We have good skin.
We do have good skin.
Which keeps us looking young, and I don't know why, because we're raging alcoholics. So there'll probably be a tipping point where we just all of a sudden look like leather.
Yellow leather.
But you were like a star baseball player.
Yeah,
so you probably had a period where you were like a fox.
I was in shape. I was definitely.
Did you have a six pack?
It was well defined abs, not like a rock hard. I didn't do any regimen specifically for abs or anything.
Four pack?
But I'd say a four pack.
Women just like, can I lick your five pack?
Oh, yeah. I'm also a hairy dude, though. So
also,
I want to get all that hair in my tongue.
Yes, please. Let me, like a cat, just lick. I have little pricklies on my tongue.
I wake up with just like a full mouthful of hair from just sleeping in the same bed with you.
I know. I leave it just a trail of.
Also, just so that historical record remains accurate, you did not get Hep C from sex, even though that's an STD.
That's true. That's an STD. It was from intervenous drug use, yes.
It is.
Which is, I don't know what's the sexier way to get Hep C. Probably.
Wait, what kind of drug?
Heroin. I used heroin for years, for many years.
Because I know that there's a way to use it.
No, I was a heroin addict.
There's no good way to use it, but there's also a way.
There's recreational.
Like, yeah,
I think there's only a good way to use it.
Yes. No, I was full on like every day and then started shooting it and got into all that. And then you start to not give a shit and share needles at a certain point because you're like, yeah, what the hell? Nothing matters.
Yeah. Well, that's a desperate time.
Yeah. And so once I stopped, I went to get a little checkup and, you know, you keep the fingers crossed.
Just a little checkup.
And I guess I was not paying attention in health class the day where I didn't know Hep A, C. I didn't know any of the differences. So at least there was no HIV that came back, and I was excited. But then they're like, oh, yeah, but this will kill your liver. But we have these drugs, so I had to take pills every day and a shot once a week for a year. I think it was like 50 weeks or whatever of this interferon stuff, and it got rid of it. But nowadays, we see commercials.
Now
it's just
like totally
one pill, and it's just gone.
Yeah.
So this shit was like kind of chemo because like my hair was falling
out.
You're
aging yourself by saying that.
Big time. Yeah, yeah. That's embarrassing. Yeah. Of the parts of that story is dating myself.
You should have waited to go to rehab years later when you could have just taken that pill.
Right?
Yeah.
That magic pill.
You could be dead.
Mm-hmm.
And does Hep C, even when you get rid of it, it lives in your liver? So you have it in your liver.
It's still there. You can't, it's not attacking my liver anymore and I can't spread it.
You're not like giving it to
me.
No,
but it is still there. Like your malaria.
And I have malaria in my liver.
Mm-hmm.
None of those are like genetic, but it makes me think that if we had kids, they just like wouldn't even have a liver.
They'd have no liver.
Because our livers are fucked up.
These livers combine.
Yeah.
If it gets in your germline. Not to get too sciencey, but it's not
genetic.
Like, well, Lamarckianism isn't real. Like, it's not just like well, a giraffe stretches neck out, and that's why its kids have longer necks. But there is that's like the old Lamarckian story. But there is if there is like a physical change that somehow does affect your DNA, then it can get
right. Gross. Like something like malaria could, in theory. Like mutate a gene that would have another effect passed through.
Yes.
But it wouldn't be like the baby's born with malaria.
No, but your little babies could have like 10 livers, maybe.
Ooh,
oh my God. I'd take one.
That's a mutant. That's an X-Men scenario.
Hey, or
I can chug so much booze.
Or take none of those babies out, sell them on the black market.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Stem cells.
People looking for those livers.
I could use a new liver.
Yeah, head over to Hong Kong. Just go fuck
right
wild
to Hong Kong.
With the liver sales.
We got 9 livers.
We got to move along.
Oh, yeah. Let's move on to listener love.
Listen, a mailbag.
So here, Andy, we're shitty at giving advice, but people tweet at us. They stop us on the street.
Help us help them.
Help us help them. You know it.
Sure.
Haas, who do we have?
Our first question comes from Jared in Atlanta via our email, menageatrois.radio@gmail. He says, my cats meow and hiss really loudly when I'm hooking up with a girl. Are they jealous?
Hmm.
Oh, is there any way
yes.
to know?
Yeah.
You think?
Well, not like cats don't. You know, Naomi and I have two sweet boys, Squee and Prem, and they're not. I don't think they're jealous. I don't think they understand what sex is.
Right.
But they want the attention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They see that you're having fun
them.
Without them.
Yeah.
Right.
That's like our friend's dog Peaches. When people hug, she gets really upset, and yep. I think it's that same. She's like, "What? I'm not part of it."
Yeah. I think some people are aren't into fucking in front of their animals too. I've had people excuse animals from the room.
I feel weird about that. I don't think it's not like it's not rational. Mm-hmm. It's not that I think they're like internalizing. It's more that I don't like someone just staring at me while I'm doing something.
Yeah,
it's like when your dog watches you take a shit and they're just staring at you.
Yeah, like, but then you're like, I fucking watch you take a shit every day, and then I pick it up for you. That's how I would sass that dog.
There's also, like, I mean, having cats, like, we're not delusional. We don't think they're our kids, but there is a parental
You just said two
feeling.
Sweet boys.
Yeah.
You did, yes.
But there's a parental feeling
towards them.
Of course,
you're the caretaker.
And so...
Who wants to watch their caretaker? Yeah. Fuck.
There's a... Well, that blurs the line a little bit.
It does.
Having them...
That's what the song Blurred Lines
having them around
was about.
While you're...
What?
The song Blurred Lines was about that.
Yes.
You know, you
famously. Wanna. That's why they got sued by the ASPCA. Yeah, but having them on like you're while you're rumpusing,
yeah,
is a little. Even though it isn't, even though it's obviously not the same thing as having kids, it ticks off the same synapse in your brain.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So you're projecting whoever this for this that they're jealous. I wouldn't necessarily
saying are
say.
They jealous? I think we just say yes.
Or the attention. Oh.
Yeah, whoever wrote that wants to fuck his cats.
Yes. If you're asking, can you invite them into the next episode?
I would say no. Murph would say yes. Yada, yada, yada.
I would say no. I say that's abuse.
You're on the
Andy's
no.
Andy's with me. Thank mm-hmm. you. All right. Animals can't consent.
No,
moving
no,
on.
I don't know.
Haas,
no.
Who do we have next?
Our second question is from Hank in Salt Lake City, Utah, via our Facebook page. Hanky wonders. My fiance says my feet are hideous and makes me wear socks while we make love. I hate socks in the bedroom. What should we do?
Another hilarious thing. A nude man with just tube socks on is funny to me.
That is funny.
But that's an aside.
No, that's...
It is.
We all know that's funny.
Yeah. Well, it's because it's like... It's so... It's one of the most impotent pictures you can imagine in your head, mm-hmm. which is a guy... Like a nude man with just socks
Floppy
on.
Floppy tubes.
Yeah. It's just like... Nothing seems to like sap whatever kind of like masculinity you've... been able to amass yeah. than mm-hmm. just wearing socks.
Yeah.
I think it also is really funny when anyone has a shirt on but nothing on the bottom.
Yes.
Yeah, Porky Pig. Yep.
That's weird.
Yep.
It just looks weird.
It does look really weird. There's I remember just a wave of so many of those POV porn videos. There was a guy for a stretch in the early aughts that he would always wear a shirt. So like every and in POV you see just like the cutoff and then his genital, but he's always wearing like a
hair,
red t-shirt.
And the leg fold. It's weird.
Yeah.
Was that his like his thing?
I guess it was his calling card, yeah. Because he never showed his face really. So you only ever saw like a red
Ooh,
t-shirt.
The red t-shirt, man.
Yeah, yeah. He's
That's erotic.
He comes calling.
So did Hank's wife never see his feet before they were married?
Also, don't look at the feet.
What is going on here?
Yeah. And how fucked are your feet? Are we talking nubs? If we're not talking nubs.
My first instinct is like, she should accept you the way you are. And if you have weird feet, whatever. But also, like, if she's, like, grossed out by feet, maybe meet her halfway. Maybe wear one sock.
Or get a foot transplant.
Yes.
Thank you. The voice of reason.
Yes.
Go through a major insane surgery for your wife.
Has there been a successful, like, foot transplant? I know they did a face one a while back.
Well, they do prosthetics, but...
Yeah,
no,
get
we're
prosthetic
talking
feet.
Yeah.
Foot transplant.
Mm. I don't know. Salt Lake City... You know, they'll also be talking and being, oh, you know, I hear Hank got his feet done. I bet that's a very tight-knit community in
yeah,
Salt Lake City.
All right.
Down at the church.
At the Mormon, yeah.
The tabernacle.
I'm assuming you're Mormon. I'll all just right. make that outrageous assumption.
What should he do?
A foot transplant.
Okay, great.
Helped.
Helped. Haas, who do we have next?
Well, lastly, Barbara DM'd us on Twitter, at Menage Radio. Barb asks, my cooter smells like cheese. Mm.
Is that the whole question?
Yeah.
Another
you know,
non-question.
I love the non-question, very short.
It doesn't seem like a question.
Is it good cheese or bad cheese?
We talking gouda?
Gouda hey, or bada?
I mean, blue cheese is good cheese, but that shit is funky.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to smell
Hold on
like
a second.
Blue
let's
cheese.
Let's all high five Diana because I really like that. Is it gouda?
Is
or
it?
Bada?
Yep.
I
yep.
think that's been said before.
Oh, it has.
Thanks,
but,
though, guys.
But that moment
yeah, it was
called
good,
for it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you stepped up.
Wow. I just want to thank God. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Back to the question.
My cooter smells like cheese.
Yeah.
Wow, it's so poetic and beautiful when you say it.
It's just imagine like a Johnny Carson. Yeah.
My cooter.
This is wild. My cooter.
Wild.
All of us, of course, doing Dana Carvey.
I mean, as
yeah,
doing.
It's,
none of
us are,
it's yep. the only way I know yep. how to do anything.
Some weird and wild
stuff. Weird wild stuff.
My cooter smells like cheese. Ed, what do you think?
American?
My cooter smells like cheese. May a yak smell your cooter and say it's cheese-like.
I think we solved.
Yeah, I think they're
this,
helped.
This statement?
I once had a bad experience with cunnilingus where it was a...
Not with me.
Never with you.
Can
no,
we put
no,
this
no,
on
no,
the record?
No. Your vagina is truthfully, not to be cheesy, but it is out of this world.
Did
it's
somebody say
level.
Cheesy?
Not to be cheesy. You're off the charts. But,
well, thank you.
But I had another experience where it was... You ever have a... I remember maybe a few months before this, I had like a burnt Cheeto. I don't know if you eat a lot of Cheetos, but there's sometimes a burnt, it's with Doritos too. I guess if they leave it in the oven too long, I don't know how free.
I've had that business, with other chips where there's
and
like
it leaves
the
a really fucking bad taste in your mouth for a while. Maybe it's some of the chemicals in the powder. I don't know. But
so you went down on a woman. It
and it had a
like
bad
a
Cheeto. It had like a burnt, rotten Cheeto.
Was it Barbara from Twitter?
No, it was not Barbara from Twitter. Oh, from Twitter. Yes.
Girl, you taste like a burnt Cheeto.
Yeah. And I'm sure, you know, someone has sucked me off and I've had
no,
rotten stank. I mean,
there's
my balls
nasty
suck.
Cum that tastes like cheese. I think there's probably like a normal range of the way everything should, if you're healthy, smell and taste on the body.
Well, sure.
It's not everything's the same. But then I do think there's like that tipping point where like maybe you would want to go to a doctor, but only you know that point.
Only you know that. That's between you and your medical professional. And also, some people like aged cheeses, you know? Everyone has a palate. Some people just want a fucking Kraft single,
no,
but
no.
Some people like an age.
But I love stinky cheese,
you do.
And I would not want your dick to taste like that. So I think it's a time and a place.
Sorry, okay.
I was imagining a Malcolm Gladwell book.
Oh, The Tipping Point?
Yeah, yeah. But it's...
Wait, what is it called?
I don't know that. But it was like on the cover is a cup of jizz and then a slab of cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
And that's all I was imagining. It might even just be called The Tipping Point still.
Yep.
But it's just
The Tipping Point.
Just The Tipping Point.
Just The Tipping Point.
And it'd be those like white covers with the simple. Mm-hmm. All right, great. Mm-hmm. Okay, go to the doctor.
Yeah, doctor. This is a doctor one.
Again, we have to say it every few shows. We are not doctors.
Yeah. We can't give you medical advice.
I'm a master.
Of what?
I'm almost a doctor.
Ooh.
I was almost a doctor.
A doctor of what, though?
Oh, philosophy.
Wow, that does not count.
Oh, no, not at all. Not the slightest. But it's just that that the degree is doing nothing but sitting in a drawer somewhere, so I got to tout it at some point.
I think you should frame it and put it up.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Impress those two sweet boys in the apartment.
Look at what your old man did.
Look at what your father did. He got kicked out of grad school, and they gave him a master's degree anyway.
That's nice. I like that story.
I do, too.
What do you say we slip on over to six sections?
Oh, yes. Right, yes. These are rapid-fire sex questions.
Are you ready? It's really stressful. All right. Six sections with Andy Beckerman begins now.
What song lyric would you sing to steal America's heart?
What's that Billy Joel song about Vietnam? The... And we were
Uptown Girl. Oh, no.
And we...
All right.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
What's the sexiest animal?
Oh, the pouch one.
Mm-hmm.
Kangaroo.
Some marsupial.
Any marsupial will do. Who's your number one celebrity crush?
Oh, gosh.
These are rapid fire.
Why don't we just go with St. Vincent?
Mm.
She's a little hottie. What U.S. president would you bone?
Oh, who's the one that died 30 days in the office?
William
Henry Harrison. Hi,
Harrison. Yeah. Yep.
George Harrison.
Get him while you can. 69 or 420?
420 69s.
Yeah. 420 69s.
Yeah, how many people have answered that one?
And lastly, what's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Probably sense of humor.
Great. Or sounded definitive.
Nice rack.
Yes. Tits and giggles.
That was wonderful.
That was six sections with Andy Beckerman.
Did you mean the kangaroo?
I don't know if I have an answer.
Oh,
that was the first thing that popped into my head.
I thought you were going to say
Thundercat. The first thing
that
popped into my head was
sure.
Like a pouch. So I guess like something that's like yonic, vaginal.
Yeah, because you'd feel better putting it in the pouch rather than in the orifice that is for sex.
Oh, with the animal.
Yeah, you'd maybe feel like, oh, I was just hanging out in the pouch. I wasn't actually having sex with an animal, which I know you two have an issue with. But
is Harrison attractive?
Harrison?
This one-month president?
Probably
not.
No.
Besides Obama, was there ever an attractive president?
We were just talking about
JFK,
this.
I guess.
I think Teddy Roosevelt was hot.
You know,
I'm the only one.
Burly Woodsman.
Yeah, I like
that little mustache tickling your butthole?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. tickling all the holes.
I feel like LBJ wasn't too bad looking. He's a Texas guy, pretty big.
Who do you think is the least attractive? Have we already done that? Is it Ike?
I mean, the early ones had the, you know, they had fucking
wooden teeth.
Yeah. I mean,
shit for teeth.
They had turd teeth.
It's hard to know what the ones were. It's just a drawing.
I assume they were also kinder to them than they probably even
looked.
I
got the answer. You tell yours. You get yours.
Oh, mine.
You go yours.
Taft.
Big fat Taft. I mean, HW was kind of a fucking snake.
Yeah.
Like reptilian gross.
Polk, I think.
Ooh, James K. Polk.
I think James K. Polk.
Interesting.
See, Nixon at least had the character face. You know, he was not.
I mean, he's hideous, though.
No, I know. It's just those jowls and it's his personality.
But you could sit on his face. I've said
right.
it.
You
I'll
could cut his face off and then sit on the muscle.
I want to cut his face off.
Just go right to the muscle. Yeah, peel his skin.
No, I wouldn't cut the lips off, though. You need the, like,
you need the.
Yeah. Ooh, all right. Well, that's been Six Sections with Andy Beckerman. Moving right along, let's make it wet.
Ooh, make it wet.
You pointed perfectly. No one will ever know other than those.
A werewolf.
That's got to be a new one of our new sound effects. So here we got a contest between the three of us. Haas is going to judge us.
Right.
We gather excerpts from various mediums that were not written to be sexy at all, but we make them downright sultry by putting on our sex talk voices.
That's right, Haas. What's our source material today?
Welcome to my court. This week we're reading some fun facts about everyone's favorite thing.
Electric.
First up,
my bar mitzvah.
We got Murph. Raise your right hand. Put the other one on my dick.
Okay.
Haas, please.
Your dick feels like a Bible.
All right. Sit down. Now hose us down and teach us about America, Mr. Murph.
The electoral college process consists of the selection of the electors, the meeting of the electors where they vote for president and vice president, and the counting of the electoral votes by Congress. The Electoral College consists of 538 electors. A majority of 270 electoral votes is required to elect the president.
Wow.
I was going to say erect the president.
You can do that.
Mm.
You got a good voice there, man.
Thank you.
Hey, Anna, you have him just like say anything
yeah.
in the boudoir.
Yes.
Because literally you could
talk
say
to me.
You could say anything. And I'm like, oh, I feel like there's some kind of like erotic quality. Like the wavelengths are erotic in some way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why he's a VO actor.
Yes.
People like it.
And order.
I was born after my time because I would have loved to have done the old 900 number dance. You know, that seemed like easy money.
Yeah. Whenever I just want to get hot and bothered in the bedroom, I say, will you read to me about the electric college? haven't I said that before?
You have.
All right. I'll have order. Okay.
I'll have order.
This judge sounds drunk.
Diana.
Yes.
It's your turn.
All right.
Okay. You've got your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Suck our panties and say some patriotic facts, Dame Diana.
Thank you. Here I go. The Electoral College is a process, not a place. Fun fact. The Founding Fathers established it in the Constitution as a compromise between election of the president by a vote of Congress and election of the president by a popular vote of qualified citizens. Ooh!
Mm. You
Thank
also have a
you.
Sexy voice.
Whoa.
No, I don't.
No, you do, though.
Let's just move it right along. Wham, wham!
All right, well, last up, we have Andy. He's going to put the erect back in election.
Did you say the erect back in election?
Yeah, I mean...
I think that's genius because I wrote it.
Do you want me to take it again?
Please don't.
No, never again.
Ew. Your state's entitled allotment of electors equals the number of members.
Ah.
Mm, members. It's a congressional delegation.
Oh.
One for each member. In the House of Representatives, plus two for your senators. Read more about the allocation of electoral votes. Under the 23rd Amendment of the Constitution, the District of Columbia is allocated three
electors. You're treated like a state for purposes of the electoral college.
Oh.
I finished.
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
Wow. That was great.
I locked eyes with the cats in the room and I finished.
Sweet boys.
I literally could not be more soft.
It's impossible.
Oh, wow. That's a nice sentiment.
Haas, you're judging this thing.
That's right.
What did you feel?
My court.
This fucking kangaroo court. That's the pouch you could have went into.
That's Oof. Right.
Oh, shit, dog.
You're welcome.
You can nub that pouch. All right.
Anytime. Okay.
No, I like you're going to sing a song. You can nub that pouch. Nub it all night long.
The winner's Andy.
Oh. Yes.
Yes.
Well deserved.
Oh. Something so goofy about sexy talk. That's why I was saying that, like, I could not, like, like, I couldn't be more flaccid because of, like, it's so silly.
It's very
to
silly.
Do that.
Yeah, I feel like when you get very intense with that, it's hard to take seriously.
Especially when you're reading about the girl college. All right.
Like, have you ever dated someone where, like, they've bought into conventional sexuality in some real way? But it's like you're just like, oh, this is what you've seen in a movie, and so you think that that's what it's supposed to be.
Yep.
What comes to mind to me is my high school boyfriend. I remember he went and got like ice cubes and was like, ooh, ice cubes in the bedroom, and it was like straight up just like you read somewhere, and then you're just like sitting in a bed with like melting ice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. You watch like 8.5 weeks or something.
Yeah. Yes.
Or like Varsity Blues. You just have like the whipped cream and cherries on your breast. And you're like, well, no.
You don't like my whipped cream bikini?
Dear, this is a subtle way, a not so subtle way.
Oh, wow. Not a private moment.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's the opposite of subtle.
This is the subtle way I've decided to tell you that I.
That your whipped cream bikini is.
That I'd like a divorce.
Mm.
Oh, you've also, we should say for the listener that you opened up one of those banners that says it and balloons are falling in the studio.
Yep.
Yep.
It says, no whipped cream bikini, thank you.
Pretty embarrassing for me.
Subtlety is my specialty.
Wow. All right.
Well.
Can we please slip over to virtual sugar?
Please, let's slip and slide.
Wham, wham. What the fuck is a segment?
No one knows. I mean, it's an improvised date, I believe.
It is.
We need Andy to pretend he's single for a moment.
We do.
And then you will pick a name from this cup, and we just want to see you in action.
The cup of mystery. Oh, he's opening the papers.
Haas.
Haas, you.
What is going on?
Two in a row. You dirty
dog.
All right.
No, I'm three.
Haas?
I think he's two.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, baby.
Is that better?
Hey. Don't be disrespectful.
No, that's me.
Don't be disrespectful? What was disrespectful about hey, baby?
I don't appreciate that kind of talk, right?
I feel like you're coming in hot immediately.
Well, this is how I date, okay? Do you have a problem?
Jesus. Do I have a problem with this? Yeah, I do. Are you single?
I'm a strong-willed guy, okay?
It seems like you're...
No, we're going to order, and you're going to be fine, okay? Hey, waitress.
You take this one.
I can't believe the waiter is Siamese twins. Sorry, is that offensive to say Siamese?
Yeah.
Conjoined. I'm really sorry.
No, we're just conjoined, actually. Thanks.
Yes, we're not twins. We're just conjoined.
So you're fraternal.
We're not related. Conjoined. We're conjoined because we live next to a one of those things that makes, what's it called? Nuclear power plant.
Yep.
We
live next to a factory that makes nuclear power plants.
That story checks out. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
Great.
So don't stare at our nubs. What do you want, you pushy bastard? Not you, sir. Sorry.
Thank you.
This jerk here.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Huh. Okay. All right. Fine.
Hey, Haas.
You're hostile.
Can you? I think our waiters are too polite to say something, but like, I don't think they want to be, I don't put the knife away. I don't think they want to be unconjoined.
Yeah, put that knife down. We prefer to stay conjoined.
Actually, Carol, I wouldn't mind my privacy. Go for it, stranger. Cut my nub.
Rebecca, no.
I want to be free. I want to feel a man's touch.
But I want to feel the touch when you feel the touch, too. I want to feel it through you.
I want to feel it alone for once.
Will someone touch her?
I honestly feel uncomfortable doing that, but
that's fair.
What are you waiting for? Chop us apart.
So far, like 30 seconds into our date, you've been aggressive and angry. So if you want to, I'm sure if you want to touch her,
just cut us at the nub.
All right.
Ow! Wow, this is crazy.
Actually, that really exhilarated me, Andy. I say, fuck the dinner. You're coming back to my house. Wait. I'm going to beat you up. What do you say?
Hold on a second. Do you mean fuck the currency, the dinar?
Yeah, you can't pay in dinar here.
Oh, geez, awkward.
Also, I don't understand why you're not bleeding at all, Rebecca, and I am really bleeding a lot.
Oh, no. It looks like I'm the one with the life force, and you're slowly dying.
Oh, no. I feel like...
Oh, God.
Girl, I'm so sorry.
You look gray.
I didn't know we would have this reaction.
I feel like William Henry Harrison.
I feel amazing.
I gotta say, I'm sorry, I forgot your name already.
Rebecca.
Rebecca. You don't seem... Your friend is dying, seemingly.
She's not my friend. She's just some girl I got fused to when I was young.
Oh. So
I'm going to live my life. Fuck you, Red Robin.
You tell him.
I would like to have the mozzarella sticks, though.
Okay, I'll go put that order in if I make it.
Because if there's something I love from Red Robin, it's they're delicious. Moz sticks.
Fwam, fwam!
Wow.
That was an amazing date.
A werewolf.
What was yours?
Nub the pain away.
Nub the pain away. Wow.
Nubbing but trouble.
Oh, God. Sometimes you feel like
dinar.
A nub. Sometimes you
oh,
don't.
Oh, dinar. Yours is Dinar Electrical College.
I thought...
It's an online study.
What is that from? Is it Greece or Iran or something? What's the dinar?
It's not Greece, I don't think.
Yeah, Greece is now monopoly money, I believe, right? I don't think
yeah. It's just like capers.
Middle East, yeah.
All right, that was a lovely date, but I still feel sad.
I do, because we have to say goodbye to Andy.
That's right.
This was a fucking pleasure, though. Thank you so
this
much for
wonderful.
Joining us.
This was delightful. Thank you guys for opening up your hearts.
Yes.
And your parts.
Ah, all
I actually
of the
don't
above.
Have a heart. I have a pig heart.
And my parts have toys super glued to them.
That's true. But you guys, our sweet listeners, do not have to say adios to Andy. Mm-mm. Just follow his antics at Andy Beckerman. And... keep listening to his wonderful podcast, Snap Impression and Beginnings. He gets great guests, and they're always lots of fun.
Yes. We both did Snap Impressions.
We have. It's a great podcast.
It's a fucking blast.
Go subscribe right now.
Do it. Thank you so much, Andy, for joining us and for putting up with Haas's shenanigans.
Yeah. Which brings us to the person we legally have to thank. But him? That's Ben Hosley.
Yep. We signed that contract on acid.
You're welcome.
You got us. You fucking got us. We also have to thank our mama, UCB Comedy.
Fwam, fwam!
Please tweet at us at Menage Radio. Reach out and touch us at Menage. You know, that whole thing. The whole goddamn thing.
Just look us up. We're there.
Google us.
We're always here.
Or use this service. Have you heard of this? Google it for me. Have you heard of this thing?
Oh, G.
Hey,
you
heard of this?
Well, weird and wild stuff, this Google.
Wacky Google. Yeah, apparently.
There's an app that you can just have someone Google something for you and they live screen share. It's a real thing.
It shows up with like an animation of them just typing it in for you.
Yeah.
Anyway,
goodbye.
Glad we're ending on a fun fact note.
Mm-hmm. That we have.
Weird and wild stuff.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.